You are listening to the In Context podcast.
This week on the In Context podcast, we have part one of a two-part series on homeschooling. We're going to bring it from the perspective of homeschooling in hard places, where first of all, we'll be looking at the experience of two homeschooled children whose parents are serving in hard places in Middlesbrough. And then next week, we'll be looking from the perspective of the parents, where we'll have three homeschool mums sharing how it is homeschooling on a council estate while working in ministry. Hope you enjoy. Welcome to the In Context podcast. This is a special edition where we're going to be looking at homeschooling, and we've got two special guests. We've got Esther and Faith. Welcome to the In Context podcast, Esther and Faith.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Brilliant. Are you excited to do a podcast that's listened by at least three people? Yeah. Class. So, Esther, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12. And what year at school would you be in?
7.
You'd be in year 7. And how long have you been homeschooled?
Since I was, like, born.
Since you were born, so you've never been to school?
No.
Cool, cool. Brilliant. And what about you, Faith? How old are you?
12.
You're 12 as well? Cool. And what year would you be in at school? Would you be in the same year?
I'd be in year 8.
So you'd be in year 8. And have you always been homeschooled?
No. Well, I was homeschooled for a little bit, like year 1 around, and then I became homeschooled for about 3 years. And then we moved to Middlesbrough, and then we went back to school, and I've been homeschooled for about a year and a half now.
Right, so you know what it's like to be in school and out of school.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So you'll be able to give us your impression. Esther, she can only tell me what it's like to be homeschooled, but you can tell me what it's like to be schooled and homeschooled. Brilliant. Fantastic. So first of all, lots of people think that only certain children can be homeschooled. Lots of people think that people who homeschool are posh and have got loads of money. So you two, do you have posh parents who've got loads of money?
No.
Start with you, Faith. Is your dad posh?
No.
What's your dad like?
Not posh.
Not posh at all. Manchester, isn't he?
Yeah.
Salford way, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. And he's definitely not posh. What about your mum? Is she a bit more posher?
Yeah.
But would she describe herself as posh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe like a little bit, but like she's not that posh.
Not that posh, just more than your dad.
Yeah.
Cool. And what about we'll have to get your dad on in a bit actually to see. So he'll have to have a chat about what it's like to be a homeschooled dad. Esther, what's your dad like? I bet he's really posh, really handsome. Really slim, and I bet you he's got loads of money.
No.
No, what's he like?
I don't know. He's you.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't know, I am Esther's dad. So I'm far from posh and I'm far from having loads of money. Yeah, far from being slim as well. But it's great to have you both on. So, yeah, that's one myth, isn't it, that some people often think that the only people who can homeschool are people who are middle class or have the money to be able to do it. But we have found out since we've homeschooled that different people from all walks of life homeschool, whether the middle class and they're educated or whether the working class and haven't gone to uni. So you belong to a homeschool group, don't you?
Yeah.
And what's that like?
It's just us two and
there's only two, you know.
No. And two other girls and a little boy.
A little boy. Mm. Is that being in lockdown? But there's a bigger group that you're part of as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
And what do you think of that group, Faith?
I don't go to that group, I only go to the small one.
You go to the small one?
Yeah.
Is the small one for the cool kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he means the one at cooking as well, Faith.
Yeah. so tell us about the different groups you've got. Which group were you talking about, Faith?
The one with me and Esther and the two other girls.
And what do you do at that one?
We do like crafts, don't we?
Yeah, and baking.
Yeah.
You do anything a bit more dangerous than crafts and baking?
We jump off the stage.
What about your rock climbing, your loons?
Oh, the rock climbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you do rock climbing as well?
Yeah.
Not anymore during the lockdown, but we did it before.
Yeah, so homeschooling is a bit different now, isn't it? Now we've got lockdown, we're able to do groups in the church and mix with other students and do rock climbing and cooking at the college. You've been to college, haven't you? So, Esther, you've been to Middlesbrough College to do two different courses, haven't you?
Yeah, gymnastics and cooking.
Cooking. And then didn't you do an art course somewhere?
Yeah, that was at Northern Art College, yeah.
Northern Art College.
Northern School of Art.
So you're not just stuck in the house reading the Bible all day, every day?
No.
Although that is good and part of what we do, it's not the only part, is it?
No.
No. Oh. Well, what I wanted to do was to do this podcast because lots of people, when I mentioned homeschooling to them, presumed that all homeschool kids are lonely geeks. Now, obviously, you two are geeks, but are you lonely?
No.
You've got lots of friends.
Yeah.
Ish. I mean, I don't like loads, like 100, but like I have, yeah.
You've got enough.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Where do you go to meet people?
Well, like obviously rock climbing and things like that, but obviously now we don't have that, so.
So it's a bit more lonely now you're stuck in.
Yeah.
I think that's the same for everyone, isn't it? Whether you're homeschooled or not, because everyone from school is stuck in and they're struggling now to be homeschooled, aren't they? Used to know what it's all about. So what does a typical homeschool day look like?
Well, you wake up and then you do all your schoolwork.
Yeah.
That's really all.
That's all. So what time do you normally finish your schoolwork? You wake up at what time?
About 7:30.
7:30, and you finish your work by about 8? Now, what time do you finish normally?
It depends, what really, if you've got anything on or not, and like if you've got the different clubs or anything.
Mm-hmm. What would an average day look like for you, Faith? What time do you normally finish?
Well, I usually get up about 7:30 to 8. Mm-hmm. And then it depends, like if so one day I do like an hour and 20 minutes of maths, but some of the days I do like only an hour. So it depends.
And so you've got brothers and sisters, haven't you?
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters have you got?
Four.
Four. And are they homeschooled as well?
No.
No, they go to school?
Yeah.
So how come you don't go? How come you're homeschooled and they go to school?
Because I started year 7 and I was only there for a couple of weeks because I didn't really like school that much. Like, no one does, but yeah. No, everyone says they don't like school. Yeah. when we were on holiday before the school started, like the term, my mum said, to all of us, does anyone want to be homeschooled? And I said, no, because I want to experience like secondary school. But then I was there for about 3 weeks and I didn't like it. So mum said, you're still like the option's open, still to be homeschooled. And I am.
Brilliant. So you have experienced school and you preferred to be homeschooled?
Yeah.
Why do you think that was?
I don't know. I just didn't really like it.
Yeah.
Much, I mean, I don't know. I just didn't like it. Like, I prefer to be homeschooled.
And you can't go rock climbing and stuff like that when you're at school, can you?
No.
Yeah. Or come around our house and do death by rolling pin. What is this death by rolling pin that you're off to? Is that part of the homeschool curriculum? For those of you who don't know, Esther has a baking YouTube channel, and they were supposed to be making a video about baking, and they ended up just trying to kill each other with a rolling pin. So hopefully in the future we'll be able to see that video, Death by Rolling Pin, which sounds really exciting. So then, if you're both homeschooled, are you both Christians?
Yeah.
So do you only see Christians? Are they your only friends, or do you ever see people who aren't Christians?
No, see people who aren't Christians.
Yeah.
Do you have any family members who aren't Christians?
Yeah,
because I think some people are under the impression that homeschoolers are only homeschooled because we want to keep our children in a little bubble so they can't see the rest of the world, and we protect them, and then when the adults, we let them out into the big bad world and they don't know how to deal with life. But that isn't the case for us, is there? Because there's not many Christians in our family, is there, Esther?
No. There's
many in your family, is there, Faith? Is it like...
Well, my mum's side... Yeah. Is my nana and my granddad are Christian. Like my nana and my nana's husband are Christians, and my auntie is, but my auntie's family isn't. So like, she's the only one who's a Christian, and my nana and granddad too.
Cool.
But then on my dad's side, there's no Christians. No one's a Christian.
Because your dad was the first person in his family to become a Christian, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So obviously, even just meeting with your family members, you'll spend a lot of time with non-Christians, won't you? So, and then if you've also got friends, how do people who aren't Christians take to your homes being homeschooled? What do they think of it?
You can go, Esther.
Well, most people I know think it's really cool, and they wish they were. Like, mostly everyone I know wish they were homeschooled.
Do they? What, people from the estate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I think in our schools there's a lot of bullying and not very good, and like, you can't concentrate because people will be messing on and stuff in the class.
So how do you know these kids off the estate then? If you don't go to school, how do you know the rest of the children who go to school off the estate? How did you get to know them and make friends?
Well, like, our church is like based in a council estate, isn't it? So like, with loads of houses around it. So we know kids from doing the groups, and before like lockdown.
Sorry, what groups? Like,
the kids' group. So like, on a Saturday before lockdown, we'll do a group of like building blocks and like crafts and like decorating biscuits and stuff for the kids to just come and do, which is free for them because there's not many local activities.
So that's like a youth club?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And before like lockdown, at the library let us do groups like in the summer where we do face painting and just like little pop-up things of like football.
Cool. So we've done lots of youth work, and you go along to the youth groups and meet other children there?
Yeah.
And then we've got friends in the community, so we know their children, don't we? So you go out with Grace, she lives down the road, and play on the street there on her green with the other local kids, and they all think that homeschooling would be great.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because I think you just sit in bed all day watching Tiny Tots or something. Oh, cool. And what about you, Faith? Do you see other children who aren't at school? Do you get a chance to meet up with people?
When I wanted to be homeschooled, I obviously told my friends, and my friends are like, I really want to be homeschooled, like, it sounds really good. Yeah. It is. but then this person when I went to school, he messaged me that, like, I think it was New Year's Eve or, like, somewhere around then, and he said, I wish I was homeschooled but my mum doesn't want me to be because I didn't. She thinks that I'll be socially deprived.
Yeah, that's what lots of people think, don't they? Well, you don't seem to be socially deprived. This is the quietest I've seen you. Normally, we can't shut the pair of you up. So are you both really shy around people?
No.
No.
Not really.
No. So what's the best bit about being homeschooled, and what's the worst bit?
I think the best bit is probably like, I'm trying to think.
Can you think of anything, Esther?
I think the best bit is you get to spend more time with your family, but the worst thing is as well, you get to spend more time with your family.
Yeah, I suppose that's true for homeschool parents as well. Well, it's been great, isn't it? Because part of my job means I travel a lot. So you've travelled and stayed in lots of nice hotels as we've travelled the country, meeting different pastors and their families, staying in people's houses. So we see Mez in Scotland a lot. We're in Scotland regularly. And then we go to Banstead to see Dan and Kate and their family, don't we? And then we've been to see our friends, Ben and Liz in Coventry quite regularly. So we're up and down the country and you can come with me, which is great, which means I don't have to travel alone. And sometimes you get little perks like if we're going down south, we might stop in at Legoland. Yeah. But what's the best thing about being homeschooled? If you think about school holidays, do we have to wait till it's really busy in the school holidays to go on holiday?
No, I guess you can go at any time.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. So we managed to get you on a cruise and it only cost £1 for you to go.
Yep.
So I thought that was why you were going to say the best bit about homeschooling is holidays.
Yeah.
And what about you? What would you say is the worst bit then, Faith?
Actually, the worst bit is maybe, yeah, being with your family loads.
Yeah.
But that's this lockdown, because like usually I'm out alone, like doing my work quiet and everything. But this lockdown, it's my siblings, like they're really noisy.
Oh yeah, because they're not used to being homeschooled, are they? So how does that work then if you're used to it and they're not? Are they finding it hard?
Well, my older sisters, they just do the work in the room or like in the front room or something. And I'd usually just do my work as I usually would. Yeah. And mum and my dad just help my little brother and sister.
Oh, cool. Brilliant. So what about, so your dad's a pastor, Esther?
Yep.
Yeah. And remind me again, who's your favourite pastor and preacher? Who is it, be honest?
Mez.
You stink bomb. Can you believe that? Pastor and preacher's one of my best friends up in Scotland, Mez McConnell. So... we're at the table today and my wife, Rachel, was talking about her favourite preacher is Paul Washer and Esther said mine's Mez McConnell and I'm just sat there feeling really sorry for myself. Awesome. At least you're honest. That's one good thing about you, Esther. So, but your dad's involved in ministry as well, isn't he? He's been a leader of a church and an evangelist and been involved in lots of different ministries. So... he had a house church in your house at one point, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And your dad obviously is a pastor, Esther. So what kind of people have you been involved in your church? Because another myth about homeschooling families, well, the same myth about us not meeting non-Christians, about us being sheltered from the world. Our types of churches aren't full of Christians. We have lots of non-Christians come along to our churches. So what types of people have you met and come across through your homeschooling?
Some of them are Christians that my mum and dad already knew, who weren't really going to church, but they wanted to. And they just like started to be in a Christian sort of thing. And then some people I'd never knew and I met them like when they came to the church. Like there was this person that came along with his family and he came for a couple of weeks and then he didn't come anymore. And then also there was this couple that came to our church and then started their own sort of house church sort of thing. And then yeah, you just meet loads of people. Like it wasn't the busiest or anything, like a big church or anything, but there was a couple of people. It was good.
Nice. And Esther, what types of people have you met? Because you, from being a baby, you've been around people who have had drug problems or been homeless or have been in and out of prison. So, yeah, tell me some of the types of people that you've been friends with, and it's not just Christians, is it? It's people from all life.
Yeah, well, we've had loads of people live with us, haven't we, in our houses, people who are like homeless and stuff, and like from different churches, people will maybe send you people down who've got like drug addictions or alcohol addictions, and just different people have come and stayed with us.
So you've been able to experience people who have got struggles in lives, that so you've seen things like that, but you've also been able to meet people who are doing quite well practically in life as well, haven't you? You've met all kinds of people. So this time last year we were in the Hub Conference. What was that like?
Yeah, it's a very different compared to like our church, because more people are like more posh there, and
they use knives and forks, don't they?
Yeah. yeah, and it's just different. It's just you see the different types of people.
Yeah. So would you feel like you were sheltered then, or do you think you get it? Being homeschooled, has that sheltered you? Or do you think you've had a good experience of all walks of life?
I think with being homeschooled, because I'm at the house all the time, I've had more of like an open life, because if I was at school, I wouldn't have seen the people as often. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah,
for all the people that we've been supporting as a church, you've met people who come from a disadvantaged background, who've been using our home, but also because you've travelled with me because of my work, you've met people who have had a more blessed background as well, haven't you? So
yeah.
You've met people who were lawyers and solicitors, and then people who need lawyers and solicitors to help them get out of prison. So yeah, it's great, isn't it? So rather than being sheltered, I think you've had quite an open lifestyle. So homeschooling isn't the problem, and schooling isn't the problem. I think bad schools and bad homeschooling is the problem, isn't it? It's how you do it. I think you can do both well. So would you recommend homeschooling to any young people out there whose mum and dad wanted to homeschool them? What would you say?
Yeah.
I'd recommend it.
Yeah.
The parents would probably, like, the mum or something, or the dad either, would have to probably have a spare day, like they can't be really busy.
Yeah.
They have to be like free.
Free, yeah. To teach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's me. I'm really busy and I'm teaching all the time. So I'll do the main teaching, don't I, Esther?
No.
That's what I do. What's my job as a homeschool parent?
Head teacher.
That's a good one. Enforce the rules.
Yeah.
And pay for everything.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, brilliant. Is there anything else you'd like to share about homeschooling before we go?
I'm trying to think.
I don't think people need to be worried about that there's going to be no resources or anything for them.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because there's loads of websites you can use.
But what we'll have to do is we'll have to go, is it, do you do that and say click here for this and click here for that and subscribe?
Click
and
down.
Yeah.
What we'll do is we'll make sure we have some links to homeschool resources for anyone who's interested. Brilliant. What we're going to do is we're going to speak with your mums shortly, and they're going to explain what it's like to be homeschool mums, and I might get your dad on, Faith, and we can talk about what it's like being homeschool dads, because we do the least.
He's food shopping now.
He's food shopping. Well, there you go. He does the food shopping, so your mum can teach. What was that, Faith?
I said my mum's teaching and my dad's food shopping.
Cool. I hope he's buying fruit and veg, because we're having a competition to see who loses the most weight. Oh, brilliant. Well, thanks very much for sharing, Esther and Faith. And I'll see you both soon. Thanks very much.